My name is Paul Harvey, and this is Life, Passion and Business. We're about helping you explore, finding your passion for life and the work that you do. But it's so much more than that. It's about finding clues to the big life questions. What does it mean to be successful? What is the meaning of life? If you're looking for more, then join me on this journey, where together we will discover through interviews, tools and tips how to live life full of meaning, passion and purpose. Welcome to Life, Passion and Business. So this is a bit of a strange one today because I am being interviewed on someone else's platform. I was on a Facebook Live with Susie Beaumont, who is a past guest on the podcast, and it's all about this virtual event that is starting on Monday. So there's lots of details about that. So if you're interested in the virtual event, you can go to the Life, Passion and Business podcast page, and the details are there, and it's definitely worth having a look. So I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. This is unusual for me, but it's nice to be interviewed, and it's a fantastic project. I'm very, very excited about it all. So all the best. I will catch up with you at the end of the program.
Because I want to tell you about an event that Paul is organizing. So Paul Harvey is part of the Change Your World Everyday online coaching group. He's one of our members in the group that we run. And he also is a podcaster. He runs Life, Passion and Business podcast, which I highly recommend that you tune into. I'll let Paul tell you more about that. But he's also a marketeer as well. He helps support people with their businesses. And, well, you've set up this incredible event because, like many people, life took a sudden change for you as well with COVID-19, the coronavirus hitting and lockdown hitting. You saw your business suddenly, like all of us, like me, my events literally just wiped off the calendar for 2020. But you decided instead, well, I'm sure you probably did go into panic mode, but you decided to do something about it. And you set up this incredible event because you started questioning what is life going to look like after the coronavirus, after we come out the other side of this. And you thought, well, if I'm having those challenges navigating this, then probably everybody else is. So I'm going to hand over to you, Paul. Tell us about Living Beyond the Change, this three-day online summit that you have literally in 15 days turned around, I have to say. It's quite an incredible achievement.
Thank you for the intro, Susie. Thanks for that. yeah, I'm a marketing guy, and I have been a marketing guy for 15 plus years. And let's go back to Life, Passion and Business first. That came out of my father dying in 2017. He died, he wanted to go. He was delighted, but he wanted to go. He had had enough. Mm-hmm. And he died like 2 weeks before his 90th birthday. Mm-hmm. And we had a family, not a big party, but we were going to go and visit him and that sort of stuff. And literally, rather than visiting him, we went down to tidy his house out, and it was that kind of situation. Mm. So, and I looked around my father's house when he died, and I realized that he had really given up with living. He had really had enough. Mm. And I recognized those same qualities in myself. And it was like, I thought, God, I could end up being like this. I could end up going the same way. I could get this disillusioned. Mm. And it was that kind of feeling about that throughout 2017, he died in the February. And by the middle of that year, I realized that I needed to do something because I was grieving. Well, I wasn't really grieving my father. I was more sad about what had happened to him rather than grieving his loss, because I know he needed to go. It was his time. So I've always had an interest in podcasting, and I thought, well, why don't I just ask people how they do life? How do you stay motivated and positive in this world? Mm-hmm. And that's how Life, Passion and Business was born. It took me nearly a year to get it up and running, and it went live in the early part of 2018. And I think you came on to episode number 12, I think might have been some of that sort of time. That's when we first met.
That's right.
And
German lesson. It's a good lesson.
So that's how I started meeting amazing people. And so that's the kind of background to life, passion and business. And I have to say it has taken a bit of a backseat over the last few months, predominantly because I've been working hard to make a living. And one of the reasons behind that is that my wife has taken ill last year and she had to give up work, which left a great big cash size hole in our lives that I've been working to fill. And you know, that was working out relatively okay up until about Christmas and through Christmas. And then in January, I think the world must have known something was going on because people I was talking to were starting to go, I think we need to think about this again. So all this kind of work that I had planned for this year was starting to evaporate a bit. And I was nervous. I was nervous about it. And then this virus started to turn up. And it's like, it's almost like all these things started coming together to one point. And it was just before, and that was after lockdown, And I was thinking that, you know, it's like, there's got to be a solution to this somewhere. And it was around the 4th of April, I think it was. I went to bed that night realizing that, you know, there has to be some solution to this. Because I can't carry on going. I had lost all my clients, but most of them have said, look, we'll talk to you when we can, but we're not actually going to do much at the moment.
When we know what's happening.
Effectively, they're in stasis. We're all sitting in stasis waiting for something to happen. I've got to think about this. And anyway, I went to bed on that evening, woke up on that morning and thought, and I had the words living beyond the change rattling around my head when I woke up that morning. Brilliant. and it was like an energy, a drive. I literally got up, went straight to my office and sat down, started scribbling out ideas. And it's like, what came to me at that point was that of all the people I've spoken to in the last 2 years, every single one of them, including the lovely Susie Beaumont, has gone through some form of crisis or change or something which went, your life is changing now. Something literally hit them and they had to go through it. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. We're all on that change together. We've all landed into something that we're all going to have to experience together and come up with our own solutions for. And never before in human history has everyone had to face the same thing at the same time.
Absolutely. That's what's so fascinating about this situation, as painful as it is. I mean, I'm very aware that people are in different situations and some have got it far worse than others. But it is for the first time all of us globally are affected by something, by this whole coronavirus. And it was like it happened overnight. I mean, there was no, it's not so much that there was warning, because there were signs there. But we were just like, oh, it won't affect me, it won't be. And then all of a sudden, whammo, we're in lockdown, businesses are shut overnight, and, you know, there's this situation. I mean, one thing that strikes me with your story, you know, you started similar with me. So obviously, you know that I set up conferences. That's how I started to set up Change Your World, from this seed of an idea where I suddenly started realizing I know an awful lot of people that are trying to make a difference in the world, and they're trying to do it tirelessly on their own. And I just thought, what could happen if we could get them in a room together? What could we create? And that's when I came up with the idea to host my first conference. I had no concept that I wanted to set up a business, a world-changing movement to inspire people. I literally just thought, what could we create? And that was the start of the idea to set up my first conference. You have done the same. You've started asking these questions, and because of the podcast that you have and all the incredible people that you've been interviewing on that and you've connected with through your work, you've realized the same. What can we do together to solve this problem? How can we help people navigate through the challenges of COVID-19? So tell us about some of those incredible
The amazing thing about that. I set this impossible schedule. I said, I'm going to do this as fast as I can within April. So I effectively had that idea on about the 4th of April. And it took me a couple of days to get my ass into gear, do something about it. But suddenly, you know, this thing grew arms and legs. I approached a few people and they said, yes, a nice idea. I would quite like to do that. And people started saying yes. So podcast guest that is saying yes. I'm going to put, so do you know anyone that could, yeah, try this, try that person. So I've still got speakers approaching me now. Have you got any spaces? Can I come in? I think I'm sort of, no, actually you're going to boil my brain if I put any more speakers on. No, I can't do any more next time. So, but you know, it is amazing that all these people have turned up. And I mean, part of my scribblings on that day when I sat down, I realized there were three aspects to this issue. The first one is money. Mm. We are going to have to reestablish our relationship with money.
Yeah. And
we've all got, most people have got a crap relationship with money. Now, I know this just sounds ridiculous. You say, no, I have money, I get it, I got it, I buy it, I spend it. No, that's not the relationship I'm talking about. The one I'm talking about is the one that your parents put into your head when you were a child. And you had no choice about that relationship you had, because it was created by your parents and by life around you. So if you had a very abundant childhood where money was never an issue, you probably have an abundant adulthood where money's not an issue either. If you had a very tight childhood, it's probably different. But everyone has the same relationship, a different relationship with money. And we have to discover what that is. Mm. And this situation is going to make that happen.
Yeah.
Because you're either going to owe people money or people are going to owe you money. Mm-hmm. And you've got to have those conversations. Mm-hmm. You've got to kind of like look at the value of money and understand those relationships you have with it.
And it's also about the relationship you have of what you buy with that money, you know, what you're filling your life up with that money, what it brings you, and, you know, how you feel about the fact that those things might disappear as a result of, you know, having to cut back your finances, you know, maybe the nice car, the big house, or even the smaller things, just the everyday luxuries that we can take for granted, that we might have to start cutting back on that. Well, I know I'm certainly cutting back on, and I know that, you know, many people are, you know.
Well, it's bigger than that, because the value of money will probably drop after this to some extent. What we can buy with our cash will probably change. Because the way they're going to put this right is by borrowing huge amounts of money. So it's probably going to change the value of the pound in the UK. It'll change the value of money across the world this way. Money will there's a lot to be unpacked here. And we're not even going to go there on that day. The most important thing we have to go with is our relationship with money. Because if we can get our relationship settled and feel comfortable, well, all right, not necessarily comfortable, but feel okay with having the difficult conversations.
Yeah.
I'm having them.
Being comfortable with the uncertainty.
I am, you know, I'll put my hand, I am behind on my mortgage. That's how I am at the moment. And there's nothing I can say about it. That's what I have to say. Well, I'll sort it out with you guys when I can.
Yeah.
And, you know, let's keep talking. That's that. And I have got a good relationship with the company. They said, yes, we understand your situation. Your wife has an illness. And, you know, and we understand, we know where you are, but just keep us informed. And that's the point. Long as you keep people informed,
you
have those conversations. So anyway, I've got on the Monday, that it's all about relationships and money and mindset. It's about how we deal with this stuff in our head. Day two is all about how we deal with our body. So lockdown, most people are treating this like Christmas.
Yeah, myself included. Eating way too much chocolate.
Which basically means you fill the fridge up with treats to make yourself feel better.
Yeah, been there, got that t-shirt. Yeah, definitely.
Lockdown hair is one thing, but lockdown time is the next thing to be considered.
Oh, I know. And because we can't get out to our usual exercise classes and all the rest of it, you know, you notice, you're like, okay, I can't get away with eating this amount of chocolate. I really can't when I'm not exercising the same.
Oh, yeah. We've
got Anne joining us. Hi, Anne. Lovely to see you.
Hello there. Hello. Welcome. Yeah. So those are the things. It's that day. It's all going to be about health and well-being and fitness. It's going to be talking about how do you manage the cravings? How do you manage your food intake? How are you going to manage exercise and stay motivated with this? So that's a great day. We've got, I mean, I can go for the list of speakers, but it's much easier, I think, if people go and have a look on the website and check out the speakers for themselves, because I can rattle off names and what they're going
to do. That's one of the things. I mean, you're talking about health and well-being there, which is obviously something I'm hugely passionate about.
Well, that's where you're coming in, because you and I are having a conversation about that on the first.
I mean, and the thing is, you know, right now we have seen the absolute importance of the NHS and, you know, really for the first time appreciating them like we should be. And we, you know, for years. But what this does also question is, well, what happens after COVID? Because, yes, we've been putting pressure on the NHS for years through our lifestyle choices, you know, not eating properly, not eating junk food, not exercising, our, you know, the physical, mental, emotional stress that we put on ourselves. Mm. You kind of got to start looking at your lifestyle and going, well, you know, this is an opportunity for us to look at our lifestyle and go, well, what do I want to return to? Because I'm hearing a lot of people saying, you know, I don't want to return to that chronic stress that I was experiencing before lockdown, you know, and people saying, okay, their business has been 70% of their business has been wiped out overnight. However, what they're discovering is just brain space, creativity, they're more productive because they have space because they're not on that constant treadmill of chasing. And it's also just looking, I mean, I know we're joking about eating the contents of our cupboards and what have you, but it is also just looking and going, well, how are we nourishing our bodies? How are we preventing the stress that we put on the NHS going forward after COVID-19 with the lifestyle choices that we make each and every day? Because, you know, we've got 2 in 3 people dying from cancer every day. We've got 4 million people being diagnosed with diabetes every year. You know, this is all stuff that comes, you know, is from stress, lifestyle diseases, the way we eat and the way we live, and that is what puts on pressure on the NHS each and every day. Had we not been putting that pressure on them in the first place, we wouldn't have had to lock down, because the NHS would have been able to cope with the pandemic, because they wouldn't have had this existing pressure loaded on. So
I think the way that COVID affects is it's about ICU beds, and I don't think we'd ever have ICU beds to cope with how this would work. So
but you are
very right. I mean, it's like that whole day is all about looking after ourselves and setting in some good habits. So day 1 and 2 of this whole event is all about getting you ready, getting you in the right mindset and the right health, you know, patterns.
Hey Jane's watching as well, so hello to Jane.
Hello Jane.
Sorry.
So it's about getting you into the right right pattern, so that you're ready for day 3 to hear a day 3 and see how you could move forward from that. And so day 3 is all about the vision, the processes around, well, how are you going to move forward? Because here's the thing, life and business won't be the same again. I mean, the tourist industry probably won't open up for a year, at least. Probably. Very unlikely they'll open up for a year. And when it does open up, are people going to want to travel? Mm. At the moment, are you going to...
Yes. It's a short answer, yes, definitely. I don't know about anybody else. I'm like, okay, I'm really bored walking around my local network. There's only so many times I can walk around my local woods. I want to see something else.
Hotels are going to open that soon. And I'm not even sure that a lot of them will still be around when they get a chance to.
We probably will see a rise in Airbnbs. I mean, obviously that's, you know, skyrocketed as it is, but we might see even that, you know, even further, because the overhead costs are not the same as hotels, and you know that's the challenge for the tourist industry. You know, I mean, like you say, we are going to see a completely different landscape, and it's finding ways to navigate through that.
It also means that, you know, any business you're in will have to change. If you're in work, it will change. The career you have may change. There is going to be lots and lots of change in front of us all. And day 3 is all about preparation for that change and being able to look at that change, address that change for yourselves and take charge of it. That's the important thing here. What we have to recognize, I mean, you know, in a lot of the publicity I've put out, you know, I feel like I'm living in a Netflix box set with a rubbishy script because I can't remember who the hero is. You know, it's like, well, that's the point. We are a hero. You are the hero of your own life story.
Yeah.
And now you've got to go and live it. And as far as this whole 3 days is all about preparing you to be the person you want to be and to go and live that, get on your own quest. It's your hero's journey.
This is, I mean, this what this situation has taught us is that how very quickly our systems can break down. Mm. So the more self-reliant that we can be, you know, whether that's physically, mentally, emotionally, but also financially, you know, free that we can be and reliant on ourselves, then the less we have to rely on the government. And that, I think that has been a big shock to people. And whilst the government have, you know, put in plans, there are a lot of people slipping through the net and don't, you know, are not able to claim the grants and loans and benefits and what have you, many business owners. And, you know, that is definitely something that we need to explore about how we can take more responsibility to become more self-reliant so that when a crisis happens, we do have the tools and skills to manage that and come and be able to navigate through that and come out in a more empowered way and hopefully bring other people with us, inspire other people to live that way too. And this situation is a golden opportunity to do that. However, when you're in the midst of a crisis, that can be obviously very challenging to see and appreciate at the time. So, but yes, which is why we need summits, 3 day summits like you have put on. And you are really stepping out of your comfort zone. I have to say, one of our members, you are a member in my online coaching group. And, you know, I've known you for the last 2-3 years and, you know, you've been doing great work, but this is fair to say that you've ramped up and you've done this in 15 days. You had this vision and you've turned it around very quickly, collating all these 25 speakers, organizing all, develop, you know, finding the new technology that you have to make it work and what have you. So it's been an incredible turnaround. So I'm super proud of you. In terms of how it works, just to explain for our audience, you know, it is a free event, but there, you know, if they want to get lifetime access to the speakers.
And the beauty of the virtual summit, by its very name, it's virtual. You don't have to turn up. You just literally, you watch it on your computer. Okay. So you sign up on the package and...
I'm going to interrupt you because we've got Paige Urquhart just joined. She said, what's this? I'm new here. So... can we do a little summary for Paige, just so she's catching up soon? We've got Joanne joining us as well. So let's just do a little recap summary of what you're offering and then you can explain how it works.
Okay, so Living Beyond the Change is a 3-day virtual summit. And the whole concept behind it is about getting us ready for what is to come, basically. So the first day is about money, about dealing with those difficult conversations, how you build your relationship with money. Day two is all about health, well-being, how to stay healthy in a lockdown situation, and how to carry on those good habits and things going forward. And then day three is about having the vision and deciding what it means for you in the future and how you're going to take that vision forward. And so the beauty or the virtue of an online summit like this is that obviously the speakers deliver their talks like we're delivering something now, but they are tailored for the conversation and they're released at certain times. And you know, it's run like a conference, so that you will see me throughout the day introducing speakers and you know, and taking them off the stage. It's like, although there's no effect, it's a virtual stage. That's how it all works. So I will host it. I will host it in the beginning and I will end it every day. The way you access it is you go to the site where the link will be underneath this video once we finished. Yes, they're running out of words. you can sign up. Now, there are a number of ticket options. You can attend this summit free if by attending the speeches in the moment. So if you watch the speech when it goes out at 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock, you can actually see that speech on the day for free. If you want access to all of those speeches, there are sequences of different tickets available. So there are day tickets where you can buy a ticket for the entire day and you can have all of those speeches. You can have access to them for lifetime access on that particular day. And that one is £49.
So that's great. So you can watch it at your leisure if you're not able to watch them live. Okay.
And then you can have, if you want to have the whole lot, which is the best advantage, you can buy a ticket for the whole event, which is £95. And you can have, that's 25 speeches. So under £4 a speech, and you get to have access to them forever, basically. And you know, you will need your notepad because these guys are at the top of their game. They are going to give you some fantastic strategies about how to move forward. A lot of them are giving away lots of freebies, I think, as well. So it's worth looking at those speakers because you get access to their various things that they offer, like 5-day courses or this, that and the other. So there's so many things available by getting access into the speakers and getting into the event.
So a complete bargain when you say it like that, you know, like less than £4 a speaker and you get lifetime access to all the expert coaching and you can watch it at your leisure, you know, just because, I mean, there will be an awful lot of information to absorb. So yes, like you say, have your notepad, but it will be good to have the access so you can watch it at your leisure, implement some of it, take some away, some tips and techniques, and you know, do it that way instead. So, and £4 a speaker, that's not bad. In fact, less than £4 a speaker. So who have we got? We've got Jane saying sounds amazing. Joanne saying hello to everybody. Hi Joe, it's nice to see you. So Joe has these guys have all been following my work for the Change of World work for a while. So it's nice. It's nice to see some newbies. Paige, welcome to us. So do check out what we do here, check out Change Your World, check out Paul's podcast, Life, Passion and Business, and do check out Living Beyond the Change, Life After COVID-19. We will post the link in the comments below, but is there anything, Kel? Is there, well, let's just check, is there anything that anybody wants to ask? Is there some name check, some speakers? Would you like to do that before we go, Paul?
Well, it is actually, yeah, we got some familiar speakers to Change Your World because Arthie Moore is delivering a speech.
Who is a total powerhouse of energy, by the way. She's an incredible. If you do not come off the call with her, totally energized,
come off
inspired,
site,
and ready to take on the world, then she has, I mean, honestly, you can't fail to be totally energized by Arthie.
She's on Monday evening, and I put her on at the end of the day so everyone got a good chance of catching up with Arthie, and she texted me yesterday. It was like, I've done a long thing on my phone and it won't come off the phone, it's too big. And she had made this very long I mean, it's going to be amazing. If Arthie's been speaking for 40 minutes plus, you're gonna need to hold your hat.
That's it. Your whole world has changed just with
she is a powerhouse, so it's going to be quite amazing as well. Yeah. Got Jane Duncan Rogers in the daytime talking about, she was on a conference, so she's talking about some of the more difficult aspects of dealing with money and life. And you know, it's like, you know, if you think you're immortal, you don't need to watch it, but if you're planning possibly dying at some stage in your life, watch Jane's talk because it is quite valuable.
What is good about Jane and her work, though, it really does give you peace and comfort when you take control of that aspect of your life. You know, we focus on taking control of our life, but we never focus on taking control of our death. And it is actually so comforting just to not have to worry about that. It's done. It's like, that is another bit of my brain space that I do not have to worry about, and we can just forget it, let it go, and concentrate on living. So Jane's work, I mean,
I would say one thing which is really important at this point. Jane's talk is really vital at this moment, and she has put a very subtle title on the talk. She hasn't mentioned the D word, and I think people are not recognizing what she's talking about. So she's not actually getting as many people clicking in to kind of go for her speech. And I'm going to change that today, I think. But she highlighted something that I hadn't realized, and it's really fascinating. So COVID-19, you know, It has quite a low mortality rate, but if you're in one of the unlucky places with COVID-19, it does leave you highly incapacitated toward, you know, while you're going into intensive care. And unless you have what's called an advanced statement, you are not in control of what happens to you.
All right, okay.
And that is the thing about it, you know, so they could do things to you in that situation, which would have long-term effects on your life. You may not have chosen.
Yeah.
And people don't realize this. You know, you get into the end of your life and doctors make decisions for you that have tremendous impact on you. And if you'd have had someone said, well, this would mean this, and this. I don't want to do that, thank you.
Yeah.
But you don't get that choice unless you make that choice before that happens. So that's the stuff that Jane's involved in.
Worth checking out, definitely.
Deal with, but you know, not enough people deal with it, which then puts the doctors in impossible situations.
Yeah.
They have to make it for you.
Yeah. Again, it's about taking ownership and responsibility for life.
Let's say one. There's two people that are obviously well known to us at Change Your World. And day two has actually got a lot of new speakers on day two, a lot of people who, let's grab a piece of paper.
And just leave. We've got Ross McWilliam, Ashley Costello,
yes.
Gillian Davis, Greg Farron, Alex Joseph.
Oh. Yeah. Gemma Ray is quite funny because she talks about self-discipline.
Oh, I need that.
She's so funny about self-discipline, and she wrote a book about self-discipline because she has none.
That is the best way to teach yourself something. Write a book on it or try and coach other people on it.
Yeah, she's just hilarious. Yeah. She's so funny. Yeah, that's great. She's good. Yeah. Ashley Costello, there's something in an area which we haven't touched on really, and I'm not sure people recognize it, is the kids have lost their rite of passage. The children, you know, my son who is 17 is not taking exams this year, and he will leave school with no ceremony, with no nothing. He's left, he's no longer part of school. I mean, he is, they're still touching in with him, but effectively he doesn't go near the building anymore. And no. He'll supposedly go to university this year with no rite of passage.
I hadn't thought about that kind of end of that transition stage. Yeah.
All these kids have lost their transition. She's talking about because it's gonna impact children now, and it's gonna impact them going through their lives. And it's like about having to deal with that, having to kind of put something in place for your kids. And it's like, whoa, never give that one a thought.
Yeah.
Day three, we've got Roy Layton, who is a friend of us at
One of the Change Your World Everyday coaches, and again, another powerhouse of inspiration.
He is. He's going to be talking about the hero's journey and looking at the parallel of the hero's journey. You know, and it's just something I said on the podcast before, you know, what we don't realize is we watch these films, we watch Star Wars, we watch Lord of the Rings, you know, and the likes of Frodo and the likes of Luke gets thrust into a position of being, having to take responsibility for this suddenly thing. Guys, it's you. It's you in your life if you choose it. You know, that's the point.
Don't wait for the crisis. You don't do it before then.
We are on our own quest, and this is what Roy will talk to about, and he will kind of, you know, help you discover that you are on your own quest, and it's your choice of how you do this. Mm-hmm. He's good. Miha Matkulovski, he is from Serbia. He's an amazing guy. And he's such a gentle soul, amazing guy. And his story, he's a podcast guest. His story, he found himself overnight. On Friday, he had a property business that was worth $15 million. This was in Serbia, just prior to 2009. And over one weekend, he ended up from 15 million positive to 5 million negative. By Monday morning, everyone said, you owe us $5 million, by the way. Well, your property is worth nothing now. You know, the cash crisis had hit Serbia, and that was where. Now, the difference is Serbia have banks, but banks borrow money from nasty people that want it back. And so he was now being chased by the men with no necks that wanted their money back.
That's,
he's got a great story about how
that
to
puts fail. Our problems into perspective, doesn't it?
No, he got a great story about how to fail and how he got out of it, and the idea about using your leverage of trust. It's all about building trust in people around you so that you get to do what you want to get to. Now, going forward, we're going to need trust. We're going to need to learn to trust each other to get support. So he's a great speaker.
We're going to need to connect with each other, because actually collaboration is going to be the key to getting us out.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And there are some practical things. Lisa's going to be talking about getting your message out into the world using content. Charlotte's about talking, designing an intentional future. And my powerhouse on that day is Shari Teagman, and she's coming. She's in New York. So I've put her on right in the end of the day so that her audience can get to hear it across America.
And she's not doing it in the middle of the night for the UK audience.
she's at the end of the day, and it's the Maverick way, because she calls herself a Maverick, and she's a hard talking New Yorker. She's a bit like Arthur, really. You're going to know you've been spoken to when she finishes.
You're going to be like, okay, right.
So once you come out the other side
of that, you do realize you can take on the world. You can take on
anything. Yeah, that is the positive bit of the day. Anyway, so yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's boiling my brain at the moment, but that's fine.
Okay, I'll be right on the night. We'll all be fine.
Yeah. I've got quite a bit of work to do ahead of me, but that's fine.
Well, we will post the link below so that people can find out more about it, can see the speakers, and that you can choose which speakers you want to connect with. That I've signed up as well, so I've seen the schedule. I've already scheduled the ones that I want to particularly tune into. But if you do want to tune into and have lifetime access, obviously there's those package options as well. But if you want to sign up for the free, can people decide after? Can they sign up free and then think afterwards?
You'll get notifications. So as you sign up into the system, it will send you a notification for each speech. So you'll know, it'll give you a warning, an email that the speech is happening in an hour or it's happening in 10 minutes. You'll get those warnings come through. And then afterwards, later, it will tell you that what's happened when the next speech is, that sort of stuff. So you'll get all the advice about when it's all happening through the system. And then, of course, after the event, we'll tell you that you can buy the things again. Of course, we're going to tell you can buy things. I mean, at the end of the day, the speakers do this they do this for free. And if you choose to buy a ticket, they get paid for it. So that's kind of how it works, really.
Yeah. And the thing is, you will see the monetary value in it. But apart from that, this is just about a 3-day event to support people navigating through the challenges that are coming up for them with coronavirus. But even if you're in a position where coronavirus, a fortunate position where it hasn't massively affected you, this will be a whole powerhouse of inspiration to give you ideas about what we need to consider moving forward and our own relationship with certain aspects of business, personal, professional, our relationship with others, our children, our families, that kind of thing, and just what kind of life we want to create coming out of COVID-19. So just looking at the comments here, Paige, thank you. She says she has shared the event, so thank you very much for that. That's fantastic. And Jane Barron is saying that she needs to hear her, which I think it was Jane Duncan when that comment came in. So, and she's saying same here. I presume that's to my chocolate comment and needing self-discipline. So thank you, Paul. An incredible event. Please, for everybody that has watched, please do share the link. As I say, I will put the link in the comment below. And if you want any more information, contact myself or yourself direct. And check out the details. Well, Paul's probably going to be a little bit busy, but the link will have all the information. If you need any more, just get in touch with me. I can help out, because we are the official sponsors of this incredible event. And I'm delighted to be collaborating with Paul, because I know how much hard work he's put in. I do know some of the incredible speakers, and I'm looking forward to getting to know the rest. So thank you for bringing it to the world, because I think there's a lot of people that will benefit from this. And this is
fantastic.
It's all about, helping people change their world and live with life and passion and, take life forward after living beyond the change. So
absolutely.
Brilliant. So thank you. Take care, guys.
Cheers.
Thanks, everyone. Take care. Have a great day. Bye.
Cheers. Bye. And that was an interview with me and Susie Beaumont, as you've probably gathered. And look, the virtual event starts on Monday the 27th at 10:30 in the morning. You can attend this event live in the moment. If you want to get access to the recordings, there is a charge for that, as you heard on the program. So look, all the details you will find, well, actually, you won't find the details. What you will find is that more of the same information at the website, because the virtual event has been held on another platform. So when you follow the links there, it will get you to the virtual event platform. And all the speakers are there. There are 24 speakers on subjects of money, health, fitness, and all sorts of stuff. But you've heard this already. Anyway, look, I hope you attend, because it'd be fantastic to have more people working out how they're going to live beyond the change. All the best. Catch you next time.